We are at the Two Dots. Males Garoa, actually, the Kalfi, the fourth line down. The Kalfi Hashem, there was a ballot box there, or a lot box. Rosh Neger Oshavesk, there were two lots of them, shall escrow you, and they're made out of this wood called Escaroa. Mao Escaroa, what is Escaroa? Paskinon. It's Paskinon, which is a type of cedar. Rav Shmuel Achoy, the Rav Boy, he asked, Obdu. Now, what if they got lost? But this is not talking about the wooden ones. Obviously, the wooden ones were replaced. It's talking about the gold ones, which was made were made by Bagat Ben Gamu. So what if they got lost? The wooden ones. So then, the gold ones. Do they have to make gold ones again, or can they go back to the wooden ones? Mal Esos Tachtayim Shelzav, must they make a new gold ones, or can they go back to the wood? Yevav HaKadosh, we have to say concern like this, like we say elsewhere. Shemalim Bakodesh V'lomorin, you always go up, not down. So once they're made of gold, you can't go back to wood. It doesn't work. Right? That's once you didn't... Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't make you make it of gold, but once you did, it's your tough luck, right? That's basically the idea. V'yasu datin zeh agab zeh. Now, this is a very interesting issue. This gets back to the Kior. The Kior, Ben Katin made 12 datin, and the assumption is that the 12 spigots were on the same level. Going around the entire thing. So why did they not make more? Why Dafka 12? Make more, make them on two levels. So it says, they didn't have to make more, and that true. 12 is the maximum number quantity which did the Talmud on any one day. So therefore, the 12 are the exact amount. Now, says Gemara, the next five words are very, very cryptic. Well, a little more than five. The next 10 words are so very cryptic. Everybody has a feel. They're trying to explain what it means. So I'll give you the understanding of the near. The near says that there's an unspoken question here. The unspoken question, which the Gemara is about to ask, is that why did they make the 12 spigots all on one level? Make them one above the other. And there was an advantage to that because it's hard to get all 12 quantum to do it all at once, right? The assumption was that all 12 quantum would go together and use all the spigots at the same time. It's very hard. So make 12 spigots one on top of the other. And how would that work? So as each Kohen in turn would use a lower spigot because obviously the water level in the urn would go down each time. So each Kohen should use a lower spigot. Now, in fact, in the way the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni book has it, I think it actually has them going on descending.
It's in a
spiral, which actually is the Havamina of this Gemara, but according to the Nir, not its Maskona. It's only a Havamina. But that means that it should go to like that, up and, so the world, right, so the world goes down. So this is more, interestingly enough, a Kior has to have a Din of a Keli, and a Spigot detracts from its din of keli, because even though the spigot is closed, since when it's open, the water can go out, so it doesn't have a din of a keli. So each of the topper spigots is not attached to a keli, because it has a spigot below it which would let the water out were that spigot open. You understand the Gemara's? That's what the Gemara answers. The question is unspoken. The answer is Mishum Kli Pachus Berubo, because the keli, which is open in its majority, not in other words, it has holes in it underneath it where the water could go out. So vatachto, the bottom one. So whatever the bottom spigot, that certainly has no spigots underneath it. That's got another problem. Embo mishum aviro shel keli, it doesn't have any airspace of a keli because it's mamish at the bottom of the keli, right? So it doesn't contain anything underneath that spigot. So if it doesn't contain anything on the spigot, it's not on a keli either. So if you made them in succession, one on top of the other, the kior would never have a din of a keli. Okay? So therefore we made them all one level, and obviously, although the Gemara again doesn't speak this out, when we made them all one level, we left some space underneath the lowest spigot, so it would be a container beneath, well, they're all on the same level, beneath all the 12 spigots, so it would still have a din of keli, even below all the even below the spigot, in order that kiyush should be a keli. That is a very important thing, which the Bavli doesn't stress. I don't even know if the Ushami stresses it, but it's obvious from the Ushami that the kiyur had a din of keli, as opposed to the yam in the first place. Remember, Shlomo HaMelech made this huge contraption instead of a kiyur, which was called the yam, which was like a pool on the back of 12 golden oxen. I think they were gold. That had a din of a mayim. That was connected to the ground, to a spring. There was a pipe leading into it from an etam, and that had the din of a spring, whereas the kior did not have the din of it. The second base mikdash did not. It was a scaly in and of itself. The Karman Eder here missed the boat on this one. He says the kior also was connected, but it's not true, because as the Nier proves very succinctly, and I think it's bullshit, if it were actually was like a mayon, connected to a mayon, then at night they would not have to lower it into the ground. Because the mayon is not nifsal belina, even if you leave it above ground. So we see from that, to lower it every night, that it certainly was not connected to a mayon. Okay? So therefore, that's all the kiyor. Now the more is going to discuss the yam, but we're going back from the second base I make to the first base I make. Okay? Amrei Bishul ben Levi, Amasamai Moisim Moshechus Lo Meitam. To the Yam, there was a continuous flow of water from Ein Itam. Vayu Raglei Shebedorom, and the legs of the oxen on the south were Pchusim, were open, Kerimonim, like the sides of pomegranates, to allow the water in. Hashem Barakasim Hashem Rabbi Acho said, Hayom, it's like the Shir of Hashoka. Hashoka means, you know, to connect a mikveh to two mikvahs next to each other, so you need to have the shear of two its bows, which can go back and forth around. So Rimonim also is around the same size, perhaps a little bit larger, the shear Motzi Rimonim. And that shear connected the yam to the Ein Itam through the pipe which came through there.
But this discussion of the yam wasn't
from the yam. No, the yam is only the first place of mikvah. We weren't discussing the first place of mikvah. So and the Yerushalmi says, Rabbi Shimon Bar Kasna says, Rabbi Yacha, Hayam, the Yam first base midrash base filakwani, well, they could actually go to the mikveh in it, right? It says Vayom. In fact, it's a proposal. It's Vayom l'roch to the kwan. They would go wash there. Bow in it, they would wash. Ask Gemara of a low kli, who is not a kli. So again, the Gemara says, no, I'm asa my Moshev Slomitam. It's one of the lines here is obviously redundant, because we just said that a minute ago, and they were showing you, repeat it again. But it's not so essential to figure out which one. So the bottom line is that it had water coming into it, and Mitam, but Ravla Shabadorim, and its legs on the south were Psur Pchusim Krimonim, were open like pomegranates, they were hollow in order to connect to Mitam.
Any idea where that connection is now?
I don't even know where. I don't think we know where Ein Itam is today, because Ein Itam was higher than the Beis Hamikdash. I don't know if we know where this place was. Okay. Said the Mara, Ksiv, it says Ve'elim Yisporam. This is the number of vessels which were in when they rededicated the second Beis Hamikdash. Garplei Zohav, Agartalei Zohav. Pitchers in modern Hebrew, Nagartal is a. It's a Nagartal in modern Hebrew. It's a vase. A vase. Vase, depending on you. You know, something which holds flowers is called Nagartal.
It's really dark.
Agar, a collection of tal, do. Okay, so I got to tell they are garbled zav shloshim. They have 30 containers of gold. And Shon Achman Amar Malkum Shogim built up. The way he learned the word Argatal, it's Malkum Shogim built Damo Shel Klei. It's a place where they collect the blood of a sheep. And since the blood of the sheep doesn't have much blood, so they would make it of gold. It was a small pitcher. Agartali Kesef, they had Agartolim of silver, Elef. Thousand. Why is that? Because the Rebbe Shimon Lugashimir Mokum Shogun Bo Domo Shel Par. It's a place to collect the blood from a cow. And since it's a lot of blood, big pitcher, so therefore, you know, make it silver, not gold. Machlefim, Shchita knives, Tisha Vesim 29. Amrav Simon, Rebbe Simon, Machlef, Elo Sakinim. Those are the knives. Because it seems that earlier we learned that they're huya nikra beis chalifos, where they kept the knives, it's called beis chalifos. So show me, you go to the sakim, where that's where they kept the knives. Eleni imo, Eleni's mother, Osta, the mother, Monbaz, Osni Resha Shulzov, she made a golden chandelier. A piece of Shechel, they opened it to the Hechel. Trena Morin, Tula Morin argued, Chadamar Minarta, went to the menorah, which is obviously like our menorahs, Chadamar Kunbisa, type of lamp. Tirge Makilas, the Kavel Nibrashta, and in fact, Akilas, who's, I'm not sure whether he was Unklus or some other gear, it's not clear, I think he was Unklus, translates the Kavel Nibrashta. There's a pasuk like that in Tadiyah which says opposite the Nivrashta, the Kabel on Paris, opposite the lamp. So we see that in Nivreshus is a lamp. Now, Akiyos the tablet shows off, she also made a tablet of gold, she parsha Saita Ksuva left, upon which the parsha of Saita was written. She Bishua Saita Shoisa Chamas Arachas, when the sun would rise, Hayani Saita Tzvinati, men of sparks, in other words, rays, would come off the gold. But Yehidim Shazar Kham, people know that the sun rose. Now, in the Bavli, that line is going on the Vreshes, on the chandelier, that the sun would good spark off of that, which makes sense. But then and could be the Ushami is supposed to be read like this, and it's been, this line is out of order in terms of two dots. But I think it also makes sense to say about the tablet of gold for the Sota. And then on the contrary, the lamps were taka chandeliers, which means they were for illuminating at night. And what? And it happened to be that this tablet on which Parsha Sota was written was obviously a very bright gold, served a dual purpose. It was able to teach us the Kohanim, instruct them how to write the Parsha Sota when necessary. And B, it also, created a brilliant gold reflection in the morning sun. That's what I would say.
Your Shami also said earlier that the early morning sun was actually
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Shar Shushan, maybe? Because that's the one which faced that way.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't remember what. So I remember something vaguely like that, but not no particulars.
Was that Yom Yuma?
I don't remember from Yuma. Okay, it says Gemara. Umayyah Kosovaleh, what did it say on this tablet? So, Rabbi Shimon Lokshim Rabbi Yan said, Aleph Beis HaYechasavaleh. It was written in Russian tables, not the entire parsha verbatim spelled out. V'atari, didn't we learn a brisa, Kiksav Shekhan, King Sav Shekhan? The same way it was written on the tablet, the same way they write it on the Megillah when it was written for Sota. So we see it should have been complete. So it says, Gemara, no. What it means is, this is all part of the Bible. But Tzavshikan can't come through with that. Lo mu'ubel lo made not too thick and not too thin, elevatedly, but average. So Pasalo, he explained, means Ka'ala Shibakan, Shibakan can't arm Shibakan. It means the shape of the letters were the same, but not that the letters are precisely the same, because on the gold tablet is the Russian tables, whereas when he wrote out longhand. So the Aleph over here was like the Aleph there, Kabeshikan, Kabeshikan. The shape was the same, but not the precise text, because one was an abbreviation.
Why she chose that after that parsha of Sota
rather than anything else? Maybe because of Shalom Bayis issues. In other words, so we know Sota was a tool, believe it or not, to restore Shalom Bayis when her husband was suspicious of his wife. Wouldn't work nowadays too well. But,
sounds
like
that.
What? Yeah, so. No, but he was asking why she picked Dafka that. Yeah. Well, that they wouldn't post in the base on Mikdash Shmat. Also, we know that they used to say that Saras Adibros every day, but the Minim said that that's the only part of Torah which is significant. So they didn't want to highlight something like that, right? Okay, says the Gemara. Tan Rabbi Yeshua, argues. He says, "Kol Parsha Sota, Kosovo, the entire Parsha Sota was written on the tablet outright. Shemena Yakorei Umatayin. From there, the Kohen was the Sofer the read and translate Kol Dikdukei Parsha, all the matters of the Parsha, for the Sultan. Nikonor Nasu Disi with Lois Soysov. Nikonor Miracles befell his Torsimus Kirsel. The Shvach is mentioned for praise. Tani, we learned Meister Shu, Boy, and Basfin. They were coming around a ship, Omedalem, Sargo, those Bayam. A great a wind or a great turmoil in the sea. They took one of theirs, they threw it into the sea. They wanted to put the throw a second one. And he wrapped himself around it, he hugged it. And he said, if you throw it into the sea, throw me as well. He was crying and mourning, until they reached the port of Yafo. The other door started floating from underneath the ship. And therefore we have the famous Bryce over there, mission over there. All the gates there, which the base mitzvah nishtan, the Yoshuzhov Zov will eventually change into gold. With the exception of gates of Nikonor, Nation Nasa, Bohen Nes, because the miracle which befell them. The Yishmim, some same nation, because they had a particularly brilliant copper. Tani B'Shem Rebbeleza, the Choshtan Amatzi, their copper was more brilliant, more beautiful, from actual gold. Veil Ignite. This is the third time in the last couple of months we're going to have the next Agadata. Veil Ignite. These are the ones that are mentioned for detriment. Beis Garm, the house of Garm. They want to teach Lechem Aponim. Based on Tina, so to Lamed on Meister Kteris, they now want to teach the Kteris. Who gets been Leve, your dad, Perkushinis, to know how to sing particularly well, and Lora to Lamed, he would not teach Ben Kamtsa, Lora to Lamed. He also didn't want to teach Meister Ksav how to write all for Lezer Shevai once. I mean, Shredim are the ones who did special things praiseworthy in the first Mishnah. Zech Nemar, Zech Atzal Gibrocha, Valelu, and these it says, Nemar, Shem, Shem, Yerkav, their name should be Shabrat. Okay, I'm going to run through this because we just have this in Shkolim and also in the Bavli and Yuma. Beis Karmel, Beki, Maisel, Rapaydin, but they were adept, the Maisel, Rapaydin, over the Osan, I take it out, Lorotzalam, and they didn't want to teach a Chokhov, AVM, when in Alexandria, so they went to St. Croix Craftsman from Alexandria. Or he became Maisel Chapanim, and the water the Lechem Aponim, and the Oslo, he became Mother, and now not know how to take it out of the oven. Beis Karmel, and Masikim, even though they used to make fire on the inside, we're going to Milchut, and take off the bread from the outside, Lois on my pastures, and the bread would not get moldy, Veluay, and the Veluay, Masikim, between these would make the fire on the inside, but they didn't even take it out from the inside, Lois on my pastures, and would go bad. When Chachomim knew about this Armu, they said, so therefore we need to do it properly. So they said the message, come back below Rutzel, although they did not want to come. Achkovlem Schar until they doubled their salary. They must earn mana. How you know they used to take 12 Nusulamas, they gave now 24. Rabbi Yonamir Sivarba, they used to give them 24, but unite the Vinodlin, Vinodlin, Arboy, Mishmon, they gave them 48. Omulam, so they said, Mimnei Ma'inatem, Roitim, Lulamid, why don't you want to teach us? Omulam, so they said back, Mr. Sivarba, we have a tradition, Shabbai Sazel, Silichore, that this house is going to be destroyed, Shlo Yumadu Acherim, others should not learn, but you always again, they have a desire, so I'm going to do this in front of their Avodah Zarah, before him, Alolu Maskino Sabishvach, at least in disrespect, we praise them, Shlo Yotzu Biabinei, and Pasakim, and their children never ate clean bread, Shlo Yom, and their people should not say, Maisel, and Chaponim, and Mokhan, they be decorating from the Lechma Ponim. So based on this, he became my scholars. They knew how to do Torahs. Umar Asher and get the smoke to rise properly. Well, to Lamed didn't want to teach a Chokhov Bevilum named Alexandria. But he became my scholars. Umar Asher, he became they could did not know how to do make the smoke rise. Smoke spread by based on this, so he saw Mitzvah merits. Voilo go up straight like a palm tree. You saw. and then it would diffuse when it hit the ceiling. You're right, so come down. The shayla and the one from Alexandria, well, you know, some place in Miyar would diffuse immediately. Kevon sheyadu chachoyim b'dem, and that's chachoyim knew. Harman they said, come ashi b'akosh, b'alich v'ayda b'akha. And then God created, we created for his own glory, shenemar, kani krabish me. Everything made in was, is for my name. V'koyim et the rosh ochachem, so they said to them to come back, Lord, so they did not want to come. V'chulei. Shorthand. Etc. I leave the Avodah Zorah. Right, the same kindness. You don't want Avodah Zorah to happen. Avodah Zorah Shoyin. Before I'm home, I'm going to say, Shvah, whoever this is praiseworthy, Shloy Yotzvi Yisha, Shalecho, man, me will say, Mes me, Yolam. None of the women went out with perfume. Flo, now you got Elk Shalecho, man, they say, Yisha, Mokom Acher, was married to me. Who went for another place? I have to say, Mo, you'd make conditions, Lo, these passive, she didn't wear perfume. On my Bias, I'm going to say, Tidigal, I'm going to say, I found a young child. On my Dilos, I said, Beni, my Ezi, Mishpachata, which family you're from? Amalos, they said to me, Mishpachas Ploini from Beis Avtinas. On my Dilos, I said to him, Beni, my son, I was telling your forefathers to the feast, Shri Skam, the Lapas Clinicals, and one of them more out of themselves. Well, my Kovach, I meant to diminish the honor of heaven. You can at least my Voidam. And so their covet was diminished, covet Shemai Nisraba, by the destruction of Beis HaMikdash and the punishment of the Jews. Rabbi Akiva, Akiva said, Sachli Shimon ben Lagos, Shimon ben Lagos told me, Milakarisi Asovi, I was collecting herbs. And even Tino Kelch, Beis HaMikdash, I am one child, Beis HaMikdash. So Isi Asosha, but I saw him crying, but Isi Asosha, and if I saw him laughing, Amrabi, I said to Bani Lom, but Chisa, why did you cry? Amri Yaakovet, Beis Abo, Shri Smai, because the honor of my half-father's house is diminished. Lama Sachakta, why'd you laugh? Mama Lisa said, I'll cover down Masul and Tzadikim will see love, and the honor which Tzadikim will eventually have. I read Ma'ali Osho Nekti, because I see the Ma'ali Osho, which makes the smoke up straight. So I said to Bini, my son, Tarei Lee, show it to me. Ma'ali Lisa said to me, Masas, Be'adi, me have a side. I have a tradition, Sholaro, so not to show it. Labari to other people, to strangers. On Rabbi Yochum Nori Pogubi Zokan Echon. Once I met an old man, Michel Besatias, and asked Satias, I'm Ali Rebbe. He said to Rebbe, Lushavar, are you Besatias to him? My father's household was private. We must have Sagilas, those Eloy, they give us a gift of one to each other. Now that we are no longer trustworthy, Halech, it's a Megillah, take the Megillah with the list of herbs. It is horrible, be careful. When I came into those words, Rabbi Akiva, Zogul Demov, his tears flowed. We no longer mention them derogatorily. The Chula Matsu Masu Divarim, everybody found an excuse why they didn't teach. Chutzi Ben Kamtsar. Except for Ben Kamtsar, who's no reason why he shouldn't teach how to write all four letters at once. Big deal for Noi Vyavar to do that. Kai Tia Tamon, Eloin Amunim Chemba Yuba Mikdash. According to this perspective, so then that makes sense, that which it says in Bishkolim, not here. That these are the people who appointed the Beis HaMikdash, and some includes their Beis Karim, Beis Avtinas, even though they seem to have been bad people because they did tshuva, or rather, even if they didn't tshuva, at least they had a right reason for doing what they did. And Chizkiah Amar Rabbi Simon, Chizkiah said name, and Rabbi Simon Rabbeinu said, Chana Maksheri Kol Dor V'Dor Balim Nos. The Anshkalim and enumerates all the Ksherim. And therefore, Garmon Avtinas must have also been Ksherim. The Chadamar, Chonamar, the other said, no, not necessarily. Mishaya Boso Ador, Monomashi Bedoro, to whatever generation, there's a cross section of all the responsibilities of Beis HaMikdash, so they enumerated the cross section, even those guys who are not so kosher Biyosha. Monomar Ksheri called over there Bolimnos. He said that they took the Ksherim from various different generations. It was not a cross section during one generation. So, Akulam Moemetzah Zechel Tali Rochel, so they're all Tzadikim. Mano Shabosa Damani took a cross section and during his generation. So, Akulam Moemer, Shem Shoim Yerkov. it could be that Beis Avtinas and Beis Kam will still retain the name of Shem Yishrei Yerkav. Only on the previous people who made the previous Mishnah, which is Ben Kotin, who made the extra dadin, Eleni Amalek, and the other ones mentioned there, the chaver of all those there. And all these people said Ben Zomi to say it since they got back their positions and their honor and their money. Right. From yours they give you. By your name they call you. With your praise, they put you in your place. They dissolve forgetfulness before God. And nobody can touch that which is prepared for you. In other words, if they were supposed to get the honor and the money, they got the honor of the money, even if they were restrained. Okay? Right. Hajjal of Perak Amr Le Mamur. Torah Pekam. So Kohen Gadol used to stick his hand into the lot box. Fellow Shnegos, he took out two gorolas. Echo Kosov Lev La Hashem. One of them, which had said La Hashem. Echo Kosov Lev La Zohuza. One of them had said La Zohuzel. Hatzkam Yimino, the assistant was on his right. Rosh Beisov. And the head of the Beisov was Mismolo on his left. Yimshol Shem Olav Yimino. The one of Shem, Shem Hashem came up on his right. Haskana Melo, the deputy says to him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, my master Kohen Gadol, Agbeis Mincha, pick up your right hand. In the smaller Ola, it became his left hand, Rosh Beis Av, Omer, Rosh Beis Av was on that side, Omer, says to him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, my master Kohen Gadol, Agbei, that's Mocha, pick up your left hand. Nasa Shezrim, so put them on the two goats. Omer says, La Shem Chat, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Lo Yitzurk, La Mar Chatos, El La Shem, you didn't have to say the words Chatos, just La Shem. Vein Oni Mar Chorav, and they would respond, says more low soft over a cup. You don't have to have a lot box. It's not necessary. I feel close, even a basket is good enough. What he was in the lottery, they use ping pong balls, right? So that's also good. You're right. Okay? Yeah. So lumber of a copy, why did they say lot box? So make it public.
The other shnechutim says Amar. So just make a lottery without lots. Use two colored threads, right? The other shnechutim echad shachar v'echad lavan. Why bother making lots? So use the threads, and afterwards when you draw them, the yikshalei tie it on them. The omer zel Hashem zel zozo much cheaper, right? Tam lomer goral echad laHashem. One lottery for God. Shenikol shu laHashem. Should be recognizable as well, and the string is very small, who's going to see it? So they're fine. You have a snake throw, if you want to be like that, bring two rocks, two stones, one black and one white, and make the lottery and put it on them. Why do you have to have gold or even escarot? No, because it says Gorel Chod La Hashem, Shein Nikol Shu La Hashem has to be recognized with Hashem. Gorel Chod La Hazel, Shein Nikol La Hazel. Now that means there has to be written on them, which is La Hashem, which is Hazel, two colored rocks. It doesn't indicate inherently. It's got to indicate inherently. It says more fine. So do it like this. Yichtov Aleim, paint on them. Right, paint one black, one white. The Yomit says, Zel Hashem, it says, La Zazel. But even one says Hashem, one says Zazel. Says, no, Tam Loma Gorol Echad La Hashem. What does Gorol Echad La Hashem mean? She Yem Ochiach Atmo Shu La Hashem. It should indicate itself that it's La Hashem, meaning it should be engraved on it. Okay, that's what we're about to say. Gorol Echad La Zazel, She Yem Ochiach Atmo Shu La Hashem, Shu La Zazel. Actually, I skipped the word the olam before. It should always indicate. In other words, it should be permanently engraved on it. And also, one of the olam should be permanently engraved. But the Amra teaches us that to engrave or carve the name, or chisel, is the best word, that to chisel the names Hashem and Lazozo on the lot. Now, I want to say, I think the Yushami doesn't say this explicitly, but I want to say that besides the Yushami's Pashup shot here, it has to be La'olam. It also is an allusion to the tzitz. The tzitz, it says, Kodesh La Hashem too.
So it says Chatos LaHashem on the or Echad LaHashem on the lot. So just like by the tzitzit it has to be engraved on the tzitzit, here too it has to be engraved as well. No, you don't have to hang it. It doesn't say you have to hang it. Put it on its back, maybe. But it doesn't have to stay there.
Just put it on
the turn. Yeah, turn. I think there's a picture like that, but I don't think you have to be done that way. At least not to the best of my recollection.
Okay. Says Gemara, Vitani Kane. The word Kane is superfluous, because they're not talking about... the same idea with learning that there was also a lottery, but not the same type of lottery when they divided up Eretz Yisrael. Rishtei Kapios Yisrael Eretz Yisrael was divided by two lots, whereas there was two simultaneous lotteries going on. Echot, one lottery, Shagros Nesuni Besocha, which there were the Gorolos of the various different portions of Eretz Yisrael. Vachos, in the other lot box, Shishmos HaShvatim Besocha, which names the Shvatim were. The two young lads of the Kuna only would stand. When one of them would take out the name of the Shevet and the other person would take out the name of the section, that would work. Eretz Yisrael is by three manners. Rose by the lottery, Urim V'Tumim, by divine question and answer to the Urim V'Tumim, Ubik Safim, and with money. In other words, whoever got a better portion had to pay the people who got a less good portion. Yeah.
It was equitable position.
Shalmi talks about this because this is Mark.
Yeah. I don't know, certainly not in Yuma, maybe in Kiddushin, where it brings down parallel Suya. But it's interesting, the carbonate says one of the cheshbonos was the closer to Yerushalayim, the better the land was. Let's travel on Yom Tov. Okay, so, right. Okay. So, yeah, now it really is. I'm sure they had no concept of the prices that Yerushalayim can command today. What do those houses go for in David's Village? Millions and millions of dollars. It's an amazing concept. Choose from Chicago, I think, on some from just Chicago. What, Jamie? Yeah. Okay. That's a place to live. Okay. One could be over Los Achmon on that. All right. Now, is that which it says? By Shlachlem Yoshua Goralifne Hashem. Yoshua cast lots before God, but mitzvah. Goral Elu Goros. Goros. Lots. Livne Hashem before God, Elu Vermzurin. Ben Rav Lamat, whether it was greater or small, lesser, Elu Ksavin, that's the money. Amrav Yavi, interesting Gemara. Yavin said, "Emolish and also Kosh Baruch Hu chen kol mokom bein Yeshua Kosh Baruch Hu, not to place the grace of each land in the eyes of its inhabitants. Lo yisrael eretz yisrael mischal kusom eretz on there divided. What not would have taken the land in Lebanon or the land of the where the Plishtim were, right? If they had thought about it rationally, so Kosh Baruch Hu put an irrational love of the place where a person dwells in a person's heart." The principle throughout the Gush Katif, Shmush Katif, of people live in Chicago irrationally.
I'm talking about
there. There's some rationality to it, but this applies even to us nuts. Okay, Chayin Malkom Al Yoshma, Chayin Mekach Sim Tanichem. We also in the Brisa. Shloshu Chayim, there's certain three types of grace. And grace, of course, are irrational. There's certain types of Chayim is different than all other types of attributes of beauty or of value. Chayim is not rational. Okay? So there, Chayim is a grace which has no apparent reason to it. No, I didn't read that yet. I'm about to read it.
The Tani came Shloshul Chinimein, Chen Isher Benibalo. A husband, I don't know if it's the words, a husband that likes his wife, even if she's not so beautiful. Chen Mokom Benayeshav. A person likes his. Chazal did not know about baseball teams. What do they know about baseball teams? They know that there's some insane people in Chicago. Forget about free agency. People, insane people in Chicago who like these ball teams, even though they haven't been able to win a World Series in hundreds of years already. All right. So, but Baruch Hashem Chazal. That's how they're Chazal. They didn't know about these things. A person buys something he likes it, even if it's a dud.
Beauty is in the eyes of
the eyes of the owner. It's not the eyes of the beholder, it's the eyes of the owner or the person who was possessed of it. Okay. Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Rabbi Yeshua, Sichim, Shem, Levi, Sushay, Levi said, Ablozi, Lova, Kush, Baruch, Sakain, Nadak, you can say about Gush Katif. The Chassid that says, even the world, eventual future, the Chassid, Asadi, Lechem, Lev, Chodosh, will give you a new heart. That we understand. But look at this one. Asadi, Lechem, Lev, Bosom, I'm going to give you a heart. Literally, Bosom means flesh. Bosom, of course, what do you go, what kind of heart is going to give him? The Goymer. What it means is Shuboser Bechelko Shel Chavero. Every person rejects. Boser is like a rejectionable fruit, the unripe fruit on a tree. Right. So that's where the way it starts. Look at the second last line, carbonado. Interchangeable. Shuboser Boser Besamach. Okay? So Boser Bechelko Shel Chavero, you repudiate your friend's portion. Period. Okay. Now, as you know, the lottery, the lot box we had in the Bavli, the time you were showing me, I'm assuming it's the same, how the same principle, was very narrow, so Cohen couldn't see what he was picking up. But it was engraved, right? He could feel what he was picking up, right? So Naga Bohang Shein Lamata, what if he touched him on the base? And he realized which was Lashem, which was Lashem, so which side. And he thought, well, then, it's not clear what got mixed up, either it's the lots or the goats. Well, let's say it's the goats which got mixed up, right? So now he's got a problem because he knew which was on the right, which was on the left already, but the goats are mixed up, so he doesn't know which is which. So this is why you show him it's not a problem. And a Sirim commits Mosim because you didn't. In order to designate the Sirim, you actually have to pick up the lots, not just feel them on the base. So it wasn't really a lottery yet. So therefore, he can still. Even though he knew already which lot was on which side, but it didn't designate the goats, and although they got mixed up, you can still continue with the process. Mishahel also Nagabahem, however, once if he took the lots already out of the box, and he knew which is which, and then he saw a Sirim, then the goats are mixed up, Asirim Kamitzvos, and it was done already properly, right? Which maybe it's Misar Vosirim Kama, it's Kamitzvos, and that's bad. Because that means that now you don't know which goat is which, and they're already selected by virtue of the fact that he took the lots out of the box. Now, what about a third scenario? This is the most fascinating one. Baliyoso, as he's picking them out of the box, but they're not out of the box yet, Nogabemi, he touched him and knew which was which, and then he's having, then the goats become mixed up. So it's in the middle. They're neither on the bottom of the box, nor are they out of the box, they're in the box. Okay, and he's moving them up. So says the Gemara, obviously this case is purely theoretical. I'm sure it never happened in every history, but we're Talmudists, so we deal with the theoretical, right? So then he gets to make a Tanai. It's interesting what we do here. Look at what he does. Im Shol Shem Yalabi Mini. He says, if the one of our shame comes up on my right hand, Yikadish Deshali Mini, let the goat on my right hand become Kadosh. Let the shame comes up my left hand. Let the one on my left hand come up kodesh. Not only that, it's amazing. By feeling Omar, even if he says im shol shem yalib yimini, if the shame comes up my right hand, then let the one on the other side become kodesh. It works. And if the shame comes on the left hand, the kaddish that shall immediately kaddish, it works as well. In other words, he could change and delineate how the goral is going to work. Either it could be a positive goral or a negative goral. Right? That the positive goral is wherever the Shem Hashem comes up, that's La Hashem. Wherever La Zozo comes up, that's La Zozo. A negative is wherever La Hashem comes up, that's La Zozo. Right? That he can do too. What he cannot do is, however, I'm going to disregard the goral. When the shame comes on my right hand, but the shame comes on my left hand, I only want that on my right hand, because or loy kadeshel zeshal smali, that lo kadesh, that doesn't work. Now, why do the one? Because there is just trying to circumvent the Koran, that he cannot do. Why does all this work? Why don't we just say, let the Gorolos fix it, you know, wherever they were, without his verbal declarations? Says Mar Kaivan Bepeh. No, he has the right to determine by Peh. Now, this is interesting in Rishami. It's very lovish. What happens is that when they find the Guru, when they're still on the base of the lot box, the process doesn't start yet. Once they're out of the lot box, the process is over. When they're in the process of taking up, you started the lot. But you haven't finished it. So you get to make it conditional how the lottery should take effect. Right? But you cannot say, just ignore it. So it's interesting, because now that the goats are mixed up, right? So you don't know which goat was originally right goat, which goat was originally left. You still have the capacity to fix it, but not to reverse the process. You see what the Ushami is saying? So it's like an ongoing process. It was a one-moment process. The moment it comes out of the box, that's it, it sets it. So then, at that point it sets, not previously. And then, at that point, it's set, not previously. Previously, it doesn't matter. But here, it does matter what happened previously. Because it's a continuous process from the time you picked it off the bottom of the lot box until it actually leaves the lot box, which point the process is over. So in the middle of the process, you still have a takana. But the takana is not to put it back down. That would be too bad, because then the process had begun, and it had gone part way, and had worked part way. And then whatever happened, you have no way of knowing. But as long as you're engaged in the process, you can change it to your advantage by actually making snoim in the middle and saying how it's going to work when it gets out of the box. So it's a very interesting thing that it's a continuous process. But you get this shape in the middle, as long as you don't muff it up by being quiet. Being quiet is the worst thing, because then when you take it out, it's already determined, and you don't know, because you can't see, because the goats already got mixed up among the two of them.
Oh, so you have to verbalize it.
You have to verbalize it, right. You can't just think it. Okay. Amra Teir. The Torah says Gorolos. Gorolos shall call Dover. Now, Gorolos means it can be made of anything. However, Yochu Yitin Shnei Gorolos Hazer Shnei Gorolos. So each one requires two Gorolos Hashem and two Gorolos Hazoso. Don't ask me why. So there would have been there's custom. It says Gorolos, right? So Gorolos means two, right? What do I know? So it says Gemara, Yochu Yitin Shnei Gorolos Hazer Shnei Gorolos Hazer. Tamaloma Gorolos, although it says Gorolos, says Gorol Echad Lashem, Gorol Echad Lazozo. 1-1. So Yochi Tenshul Shem Shal Zazozo, Evishal Shem Shal Zazozo. So again, maybe since it says Gorolos and it says Gorol Echad, so that both Gorolos on one and then both Gorolos on the other. Right? And I guess the order with the Gorol would still determine which is which, but they both have to have both Gorolos on each one. So it says the Gemara. Tamaloma Gorol. No, it's singular. Says more of a little dog on mice. Isn't that the same word you used before to tell me there's only one Gorol each? What are you using it again now to tell me they only put one of the two Gorols on each one? You can't. You already used that word up. There's more. No. Kani. Yochel mishinosim mishunosin al shoshem. Shoshem al shem v'shal zozo v'shal zozo yachzor v'yachliv. So do I say there was really the Hami was not the the second question is, of course, that you put each of the two girls on each one, right? Tamloma Gorol Echad Lashem. Here the stress is on the
not on the word goro, but rather on the echod la Hashem, and ein kan elo l'shem elo echod, goro echod la azazel, ein kan la azazel elo echod. So the second answer, the reason I don't put both of the goros on each one, is because of the word echod, not because of the word goro. So word goro teaches us there's only one goro per. And the word echod means each one of the goros goes on only one animal, and we don't put both goros on both animals, even in succession, one after the other. Okay. Now, how are the goros written? Tzitzaya kosev ale kodesh l'Hashem. The tzitzaya kosev ale kodesh l'Hashem kodesh milomato v'shem milomalo. You see, there's a picture in the Korban Eidah. Kodesh la was on the bottom, and Yudke Vavke, although it's only Yudke here, but Yudke Vavke on top, right? Like a king sitting on his throne, the Kavah saw so too by the goros. It said echod la Hashem, echod. Would echod be lamaton on the lower line? The shame ilamah would be on the higher line as well. Similar to the tzitz. I saw the tzitz in the Vatican. There's only one line, Kodesh L'Hashem, period. V'nasan Aron. So Aron should put the gorillas on. V'nasan Zohar Kosher. But even though it says Aron, don't be fooled. Even if a Zohar does it, it's kosher. Well, the Kavos also says more. Well, let's follow the logic through. Imhel Zohar Pasul. If a Zohar did the actual lottery, it's possible. Kavachomer. Says the word, it's a kavachor. My mesina, I don't stand. Kavachor is a question, actually. Well, I don't stand why I don't say kavachor. My mesina should kosebo b'nei Aaron. By mesina, by putting the gross on the animals where it says b'nei Aaron, im nasan zor, if zor puts it on kosher, it's valid. Haliosh ain't kosebo b'nei Aaron. In doing the gross, it doesn't say b'nei Aaron at all. So, lo koshke, it's not a kavachor that a zor is good. So, what do you mean? You said a zor is no good by the aliyah. But he's good by the Anochot, should be the opposite, if anything, because the Anochot says B'nai Aaron, but the Aliyah doesn't say B'nai Aaron. So there's more no. Lo Tzur Chodah El Nisina. I'm not asking for the use of the words Aaron or B'nai Aaron. I'm looking at what's necessary. Lo Tzur Chodah El Nisina, and it should be here, She'en HaMakevis. The scene which is not essential, the innocence or kosher, if the pazar put it on, it's kosher. Haliyah shehi makevis, which is makev, the words are transposed. Imel azar, if azar does it, it's possible to know. Period. Vam Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Yitzhak said, Baruch HaKula said, I'm sorry, B'shem Rabbi Yane, Rabbi Yane, Haliyah mitocha kalfi makevis. This is the same thing, right? Since making the girl is necessary, so therefore, and in the Sina Kevitz, where it's putting the goro on each one of the animals, not market, so Zor cannot do the Nesina. All he can do is the Halor. Zor can do the Nesina, he cannot do the Halor, the goro itself. Rabbi Yochan writes, I'm Rabbi Yochan Kevin, I feel a bit better. You don't need the goro. You can use your mouth, right? We saw, really, you can use your mouth in the cut together with the goro before. But he says you can just do the whole thing verbally. You don't need the goro. Sorry, maybe they want to say so much so that I feel echri on vechol macher. Come here, people keep and say, oh, this is the one l'Hashem. And the next day you come and say, oh, this is the one l'Azazel. No girls necessary.
But it's a
puzzle. Where's Ganesha? How died your Rabbi Yanai? I should say, it says Rabbi Yanai here, but the Shari Thursday says it's all a mistake. Shri'al died your Rabbi Yanai. The whole next line we take out. It can't work any other way. He's right. Al-Daitin Rabbi Yanai, Korn Rabbi Yanai, Nicho. I understand state and post of girls. Girl heals necessary. Al-Daitin Rabbi Yanai, those be a Das Rabbi Yochan. Sorry, this is referring to Rabbi Yochan. Al-Daitin Rabbi Yochan. Sorry. Al-Daitin Rabbi Yochan holds girls Namaki. Lays the Dover Namar Girls. Why is it girls? The mitzvah. It's a nice mitzvah. It's like tzitzis. It's good to do. If you didn't do it, it's not market. Masnisa pligo al Rabbi Yochanan. The following mission seems to argue Rabbi Yochanan. It says, ha goro lo so lechatos. The girl makes it a chatos, Bein Hashem will say a chatos, not your verbal declaration. So what do you do with that, Rabbi Yochanan? So Pasul, so he says it's talking about, now here, the words, all the, so many of the Achraim, the Noam Yushamah, the Kulin, the Friend, Shari, Torah, Sarah, Yisrael, they say the words further down the page, and the words over here are transposed. Instead of saying, B'matzliach B'goral, here it should say, B'roitzel L'Hagril, as it says, it's four lines to the bottom, and vice versa. So, Pasulah B'roitzel L'Hagril. It's interesting, as up to the Kohen. It's very similar to what we said over there. It's up to the Kohen, but the Kohen can decide to do Agrola, and then he must do Agrola. Okay, when he's decided to go through the process, so the Agrola is, the Agrola must be done. If he didn't decide to, if he decided not to do Agrola, the Agrola is not necessary. Once he decided, so then Agrola, he has to go by the Goral, Hagorol also Chatos, Vein Hashem also Chatos. Period. Masi simply Rabbi Yanai. This is Mishnah Charles Rabbi Yanai. It says, Loi Grib Lonis Vadal Chol Kosher. We didn't do Agrola, no, he didn't do Vidu, it's kosher. Eleshul Chiser Mitzvah Achas, you just missed the Mitzvah. So you don't need it. So the Yerushalmi is missing three words here. Shari Torah says, so brings them down. I think they're actually in the Bavli. It says there, Pasul Abinasina. That which it says, Loi Grib Lonis Vadal is kosher, doesn't mean you don't have to do the Agrola, that you have to. What you don't have to do is put the lots on top of the animals. And that we said that even a Zohar could do that. Alright, so Gemara, what do you do with the following? Should really be of a hot time here. Then we learn, Lashem, the Rabbi Sari Mashlech is a fascinating proof. It says, the Rabbi Sari Mashlech is possible, Mishum Mechutzer's mind. The word Lashem, don't ask me how we learn out from exactly, I don't know exactly. But from the word Lashem, we learn out that even the soil which is sent Lazazel can't be less than the minimum age to become a korban, which is 7 days, right? On the day, right? After 7 days old. So we need a special limud. Now, the Shari Torah says Israel takes out the next three lines. Go to Al-Daiti Rabbi Yochanan. See that? Al-Daiti Rabbi Yochanan. Says, I don't need to do a goro. I could just fix one today, one tomorrow. Makes sense. I need a pasuk to tell me the story of Lazar's Mechusar's man. Can't be Mechusar's man. Because otherwise I would say, let the story of Lazar's be a newborn babe. Right? It's not sacrificed. Hey, and you'll designate ahead of time and say, oh, the one which is proper age, that one will be the Lashem. The other one will be, which is Mechusar's man, that'll be Lazozo, right? And I don't, that's why I should need a pasuk to tell me that even Lazozo, even though it's not really a korban, has the parameters of a korban. And it's got to be the same age a korban would be, right? Yeah. But Al-Daitit Rabbi Yanai, but according to Rabbi Yanai, lays the door of an Amor, another mistake. It should be, why does it say Lashem? Of course it has to be the right age, because it's a goyro, and a goyro means either one of them could be the one Lashem, right? So what do you need? It's possible that they both have to be the right age, because you don't know which one's going to end up being the bona fide korban. So says the Gemara, Pasar Lo, Rabbi Yada will say, it's about B'matzliach B'goro, the words from before, which means even if he got it right, he was successful in having the girl come out that the one which was the proper age, right, is Lashem, and the one which is not yet of age is Lazar. So I might think in that case that it's valid, so therefore you need a pasuk to tell me that even if he got it, so to speak, right, it's still not valid, because even the one that goes Lazar will have to be of the proper age. It can't be younger than 8 days old. Okay, that's all for tonight, folks.